Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
quicken my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit like your candle burn bright. Awaken my higher self. Step down into me.
Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul, come into the light. Awaken my spirit, like a candle shine bright. Awaken my
Welcome to the Healing Fountain Show. Gary, are you online? Are you there? Well, I guess Gary dropped off. So I'll just have a chat with our guest, Mara Baldomino. Mara?
Yes, hello. I'm here.
Hello, Mara.
Hello.
So, you are our special guest tonight, and perhaps you can tell something about yourself.
I hear background noise, or actually, like maybe I'm not sure exactly why. It's like a delayed.
Mm-hmm.
Do you hear that?
Yeah. Do you have your speakers on?
No, I'm not. It's just I'm on my headset.
Okay, I think we have to cope with that.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay. Mm. Okay, it's okay. Well, anyway, my name is Mara Baldomino. I'm a starseed planted in the womb of Mother Earth, My planet of origin is the Pleiades. And my healing practice is in Tucson, and it's I've been here for 14 years, and that's when I started to do healings on people. My lineage is Mayan, Aztec, and Spanish. And I began as a Reiki master in 1999 is when I became a Reiki master, and I evolved in quantum healing, touch facilitator, then into Ayurveda healer. And actually, I incorporated the holistic companion animal healing during that time, along with my herbologist. I actually had to host a radio show on Blog Talk Radio. It's called Mara's Legacy Radio. And recently, a lot of the healing energies have upgraded. So a lot of the healing methods that are included are the domes of light activation, which have worked beautifully, and the lotus seed activator. The velvety sky meditation is what I use, and I do have a cosmic kitchen where I teach people how to eat properly with, you know, like organic eating and all that. And also the golden elixir of life is what I use to utilize to assist people on how to eat, how to cleanse their body, you know, their body structures. And we incorporate this into holistic nutrition with organic foods and herbs and massage therapy, and yoga and homeopathy. The one that I perfected, the method that I perfected was distance healing. So we call it distance healing energy activator. And we do use the unified field to activate and anchor assistance from the beings of light. This is an upgrade and download of all healing abilities. That's where it all happens, the upgraded modalities. So the process is realized through intelligent higher light. The project that I'm currently working on and also website is the Higher Council of Seven are the ones that I transmit. Now, they assisted me and guided me through a project that was to be revealed very shortly. It's called Earth Star Project, and it is empowered by the Higher Council of Seven. So all future healings and activations that are taught and facilitated will be done through this venue, through this Earth Star Project. So there's a lot of amazing things going on right now that we're being accelerated into. And I think Gary's back, is he?
I don't think so. I don't see him on the switchboard yet. This was not planned, and that can happen with technology.
Yes.
So we have to just improvise right now.
Okay.
Oh, that is
That's
okay.
Fine.
I really liked your introduction. It's very clear and. I would love to hear more from you. So if you want to tell more or if you want. Yeah.
Well, it started basically I have always written actually transmitted through written word, and I've never really knew and really I just took it as spirit was guiding me. And at some point last year I started to actually hear guidance through my heart center and through my soul. It was really interesting the way that happened. And, you know, I always said, you know, I don't want to be someone that's going to, you know, be transmitting with, you know, like there's people that will have, well, from what I see, they have like their eyes rolled up to the head and they're just kind of don't seem like they're there. You know, I was always saying, you know, I want to hold on to my spirit. I don't want to, you know, to leave. So, basically, they were very gentle, and they introduced themselves as the Higher Council of Seven, and they are interdimensional beings from galactic civilizations and ascended civilizations, and they're here to work with the people from various stages, and one group that they are working with is the 30 starseeds beings that hold the highest codes and the highest frequency. So they're basically the same thing. They hold. They work through the people with intelligent language. And they're assisting us to get to the place of holding the highest frequency possible while we are in form. We're committed to assisting everyone that's available that wants to in the final phase of this into the human ascent. So that's what we're basically working on right now.
That's great. I'm back, by the way. I apologize to everyone. I lost Skype temporarily, but I think I'm back now. And welcome to the show, Mara.
Hi there. I'm glad you're back.
I'm glad I'm back, too.
We have a little problem. I'm hearing myself speak, and it's kind of distracting because...
You have the player running. Pause the player in the show page on the chat room.
The player. Hold on a second. I don't see where.
On the top of the page.
Okay, on top of the page, I see that, but
should
I don't
be a
see
little
it.
Player playing, and just hit the pause button. Or what I can
I don't
do.
See that.
Yeah, click that
oh,
other
I
link.
I see what you're talking about. You're talking about where the picture is. There it is.
Right.
I stopped it.
Yeah.
That's never happened
Yay.
To me before. Obviously, I've never called into my own show as a guest.
Yeah, you've never been a guest on Blog Talk Radio before. And you're
no.
a special guest. I'm going to give you a quick little history to everyone. Mara Baldomino was my very, very first Blog Talk Radio friend. When I was thinking about getting back on the radio, we had befriended one another on MySpace, and you came out with a notice on MySpace that you were going to do a show on Blog Talk Radio, and I was going to I've been looking for internet radio venues for myself to get back into broadcasting, and that came across my radar screen when you did that, so I went to your show. And it was a great show, and we became friends ever since. And since then, you were the reason I came on Blog Talk Radio. So that's a bit
Wonderful.
Of history for everyone, and my dear, dear friend. We go way back now. It's over 3 years now.
Yes, it's been a while. And it's interesting. We've come such a long way. We've evolved. It was at the beginning of Blog Talk Radio. If you've been listening to or experiencing Blog Talk Radio, you know there's always some kind of problem. Well, back then, it was horrible. I mean, we would just get on the air and say, "Can you hear me? Are you there? Hello?"
Oh, yeah.
That
Hello?
Was a constant
Hello, can you hear
us.
Me? I think your first show, it was that mostly. I think it was mostly just, hello, can you hear me? Hello, hello? But,
yes.
Yeah, we've evolved. We have progressed. So has Blog Talk Radio. I got to hand it to them. But anyway, here to talk about your healing modalities and the way you
well,
have
we
evolved.
We already did.
Okay.
While you were gone, we did.
Well, fine then.
What we can do is we can go ahead and do the protection activation on that. You want to do that now? I usually like to do that before, you know, I even start. So if we can do that, and I wanted to have that one from Charlotte. I think I wrote that on there, the name of that song, Charlotte Marie, in the background.
Charlotte Marie.
As long as possible.
Okay.
Nirvana's Grace.
Okay. Bear with me just a moment. I will find it.
I feel like I'm going to have to start singing in a minute.
Was that Nirvana's Grace?
Yes.
Excellent. Here we go. You may begin anytime.
Okay. This meditation is... It's called Enter into the Unified Field of Light. It's for protection and guidance. Beloveds, we begin with focusing our awareness in our heart center as we merge in unity with all our essences. We take a deep breath, and through our sacred breath, we invoke and connect to Source, creating a doorway that flows freely with limitless frequency of light. We are now embraced in the presence of divinity. We are called forth to enter into the unified field, and the beings of light directed by Source surround us. We are in a protected space of pure universal love. With a grateful heart, we receive this magnificent gift from Source, and we anchor with the beings of light, commissioned to assist humankind and here to assist us in manifesting the divine plan. We take another deep breath and we allow these beings of light, now present, to bring us into the highest frequency individually and united as one, the frequency, the highest frequency available for this timeline. Only that which is divinity and commissioned along with the creation, with all of creation, assist us and enters in this space of love frequency. Take another deep breath, beloveds, and feel the energy around you. Feel the presence and the essence of the cosmic community of love. They wish to say that love is all that is. Breathing deeply, being aware of your breath, call forth and merge with the streaming crystalline rays of sound and light codes. They cascade through our physical bodies into the radiant sun within each of us. This presence that we feel is a luminescent charged atoms of light that encompass every cell of our bodies. And at this very moment, we receive the higher frequency possible in this chosen timeline of sovereignty. Taking another sacred breath, a deep, deep breath, absorb the charged atoms into every cell. This breath assists you in creating your crystalline light bodies. And these breaths are welcomed. Taking another deep breath, we redirect and harmonize our divine mind now. We have stepped out now of the holographic image of the past, which contained the false grid work. We now bring forth the interdimensionality of the heart chakra. We travel into our own inner world of perceptions. We receive mana for our ethereal nourishment. This is the gift from the cosmic beings of light. And this light carries very potent energies. It heals. It generates us. As our energy flows in, awareness becomes expanded. Our nourishment and properties are able to be received now and downloaded and upgraded very easily through higher intelligent information. Take another deep breath and open the doors to your own perception. This carries you into a miraculous inner world that resides within each one of you. Be aware that you are undergoing a biological transfiguration, and planetary transits and major life passages that occur for you now. You're activating your human code and you're preparing your etheric body for the blueprint sacred coding. And you receive now an influx of frequency light that comes to you gradually at first. Then it begins to upgrade and accelerate. And those that have not yet reactivated their human codes are now opening up to this guidance. We have journeyed, beloved, for many lifetimes, and there have been challenges, and there has been a lot of blockages along the way. But now this is our time for activation. And it is recommended for those newly awakened ones to now remember the way of the energetic work that has been upgrading in the last year of your Gregorian time. So we must prepare our bodies now to better receive and activate these frequencies. So prepare by trusting higher self's guidance so that you may be able to aid in activating each of your divinity codes. And with that, we take a final breath and we rest assured that we are never alone. And we are here to activate service to humanity. And we are never alone, and we are loved beyond measure. As you take a deep breath, just enjoy the frequencies that's all around you, the beautiful energetic vibrations that have just upgraded your system. The music in the background also has embedded codes. It is part of the Windmaker's music. Embedded codes that actually assist you in activating as well. So enjoy that as well.
Right now, it is time to do our candle ceremony. We light our candles to signify that we are a circle of love, light, and healing. And because fire is a very powerful tool, especially when used with prayer and focused intent. We can also light incense, which cleanses the atmosphere. Ready to invite the angelic realm. We'd like to ask Archangel Michael of the North to please be with us now to bring your love and protection. In love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Uriel of the East, please be with us now to bring your love and upliftment. In love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Gabriel of the South, please be with us now to bring your love and wisdom. In love and light, love and light. Love and light. Thank you. Archangel Raphael of the West, please be with us now to bring your love and healing. In love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. We'd like to ask Archangel Metatron to join us. Also, the energies of Sananda Jesus and Magdalena. Please be with us now. In love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. We are now in the divine presence of the angelic realm. And we ask that they close around our circle of love to help to send the love and healing out to all men and the nature place. Right now, we would like to ask Marika to say the mantra.
Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
I am Mara, and I am here now transmitting in soul. And the beings that now come through are of pure consciousness and love. And as they come through me to bring us forth information, only that divinity, only that which is part of the divine plan enters through my vessel. As I am ready to receive, I am grateful, and with an open heart center, I accept all that comes through me as truth. As I take deep breaths, I now prepare for my in-soul transmission. Greetings. I am Azura. My essence is the fifth ray of understanding and tangible knowledge. My service to humanity is embedded in cycles and codes that imbue hues of green, which directs knowledge, intellect, and the laws of nature. We offer the awakened ones now the gifts of discernment, perseverance, and intuition, so that they may be used through using the spheres of a higher vibration. I am directly commissioned with what you know as the Elohim, the Great Ones, who oversee the seven rays of creation from the highest realms. We are the seven rays of creative force existing simultaneously in the cosmos, present and future, deep within the seven channels of divine nature. The rays base all of life flows in to from each ray. This is seen as a fire stream of sound and energy rays released into your earth realm, and it embodies each human. We come forth now to assist you in receiving information from the ray energies. You awaken now to the realization that working with the rays stimulates a process of inner purification and expansion of consciousness, as your soul is called to its highest potential in this timeline. We end by invoking the universal light and enter with you into the unified field of light. From this point, we radiate to the inner sun within you and throughout us. We place the intent that each of you receive the highest possible for you at this timeline. For the love of your human race, we come to bring you instructions that assist you in understanding the process. You are now in a timeline that leads your human race into ascension. We have currently given you information in regards to tools that assist your process. This process not only assists you in empowering yourself, but also empowering the human race. You are now holding the highest frequency in the vibrational states that you are currently inhabiting. Gives you that privilege and the responsibility to assist those that are still in the slumber states, and even those that are yearning to be beings of light, but yet still lack perseverance. We ask that you now bring forth the promise that you have made in ancient times, and now you bring forth. This is a very volatile time for your human race. Much is occurring in the dark shadows. You will assist now the process of discerning and loving these dark alliances so that they may also have the ability to awaken. You see, there is no wrong and there is no right. What this is creation now offering directly from First Source the opportunity for all of creation to awaken into the highest potential in the evolutionary process that we have awaited for eons now. This process has been what seems to us a long process that has taken thousands and thousands of lifetimes. From our vantage point, it is but a blink of an eye. We now encourage you to use the tools that will be handed to you directly into your heart center so that you may use them with your mind now activated fully. I will now speak to you in regards to one tool called the Domes of Light. I will give you a short, brief description of what they consist of. The Dome of Light consists of naturally occurring charged lines going north to south, west to east. These are positively charged with the violet flame embedded with golden elixir. Between the geometric lines lies a neutral zone, an unperturbed microclimate. This network penetrates everywhere, whether over open ground or through dwelling. These domes hold dynamic environments, and they are sensitive to the rhythms of the hours and the seasons. As an upcoming human awakened race, you now become aware that these are received cosmic rays that constantly shower the earth. The energies come in part from the central sun. The central sun is very active, directly sending the energy to your sun, your earthly sun. This is a gift that you assisted as a human race in co-creating. You have done an amazing, amazing work, and we are very proud. You will receive more information in the next few days now in your Gregorian timelines. More tools that assist your human race to get through what you call a chaotic process. There is no need to suffer any longer. We are now poised to assist you and to assist all of humanity to bring forth manifestation of the greatest evolutionary leap now available. We bring to you in remembrance of your empowered new crystalline structures that are beautifully now created. Listen very closely to your intuition as you move in and out of the old structures. Know that you are love, pure love consciousness. And as you enter into the unified field, we assist you. We honor your free will, and we ask that you must call us in by anchoring. Then we are able to assist you through this process. You are loved beyond measure, and we are with you every step of your journey. Walk on the illuminated pathway. It's just a short period into your journey back home. And we're back. Gary?
Yes, we are.
Wonderful. And that was a transmission from, that was the first time I had ever actually transmitted from fifth ray entity, and that was Azura. And it was a very brief, almost like it was confirming what the Higher Council of Seven had said previously. And of course, they teach me this stuff, and I then in turn, you know, share it with everyone else. And one of the things that we have been doing is the Domes of Light, and I know everyone has heard me talk about these, and I, you know, tell everyone every chance I get. Because they are so very powerful, and they're so very important for the timelines that we are experiencing now. We're having a great deal of weather manipulation. And this may or may not be a place to talk about this, you know, with HAARP. You know, most of you know by now who HAARP is. They're a government entity that actually have been around since 1992. And they have gradually evolved into what they are now capable of doing, as you can see, through the earthquakes, just the change of weather everywhere, the tornadoes, all the chaos that has been experienced. So basically,
right.
I had, you know, I started to really watch the weather because the Domes of Light, I am being guided to plant them as we go. It's not basically like, oh, we're going to just blanket the whole world in these Domes of Light, because there is such a thing as free will. There are some that are still experiencing karmic situations, which we cannot, you know, really interfere with. So the through the anchoring of the beings of light, they are really assisting us. So whenever there is a time for us to plant these Domes of Light, then they guide us into it. And this so happens that one day I was, it was just a Saturday, kind of lazy Saturday. I wasn't really doing much. I wasn't writing nothing. We're just kind of relaxing. And suddenly I hear the seven say, go into IntelliCast right now. And immediately, so I got up because I listened to my, you know, my guidance, and went directly to the computer. And as soon as I turned on IntelliCast, it was in my region. They had started an attack, and it was a sunny day, so there was not even, usually what they do is they, you'll see, you know, really severe weather, or, you know, you see some weather occurring when they do these. But anyway, these were very intense. I hadn't seen rings like this. What they do is they show up as rings. They show up as lasers on IntelliCast and AccuWeather, you know, all the radars that you can actually come up with. You can actually confirm that they're all, it's not just a malfunction of that particular website.
Right.
But so immediately I sent a message to on Facebook to my friend Bill, which he is very, very, has been working on these with, along with, oh my gosh, with another gentleman, and I can't remember his name now. They're very proficient at diagnosing these things. You know, they're able to give us, let us know exactly what's going to happen in these regions, and they're actually working.
Well, the first one you're referring to is Bill Ballard, right? Bill Ballard.
Bill Ballard.
And the other one is,
yeah, Bill.
Is
Dutch,
the other one Dutch Sense?
Dutch Sense.
Yeah, Dutch.
Yeah, Dutch Sense.
Dutch Sense. Yeah.
I can't believe I've been in contact with him so much lately. I can't believe I forgot his name. But anyway, what happened is, I immediately, because I wanted a confirmation, just like they do, you know, they want confirmation of what they're doing, that so that people can say, okay, well, let's understand this and let's know that this is in fact something that we need to be working on. We need to be using these, especially the ones holding the higher frequency, the ones that know how to do the energy work. They're the ones
right.
that are needed at this moment. So anyway, I did told him about it, and he didn't even know, you know, because that's how fast this happened. The beings, the seven told me, you know, at that very moment, no one else has had noticed these. So he started to take pictures. And if you want to put the link in there, and you can see the pictures are very
interesting. Well, Giovanna's already put the link in the chat room. Go ahead and click the link, everyone,
okay,
and you can see the set of the pictures that Mara is referring to. And let us know if you have difficulty pulling those up, because it is on a Facebook page,
mm-hmm.
Bill Ballard's Facebook, right? And you see the series of images that were done on the night you're referring to, right, Mara?
Yes, it was actually around maybe, I don't know, 3 o'clock, something like that. But what happened is he said, oh, wow, I've never seen some like those. That's intense. He says, you know, those are just not normal. There must be planning something heavy for that region. So I said, not on my watch. You know, so immediately I started to anchor the higher council of heaven and all the beings of light that were present at that time. And I started to put a dome of light around all of Arizona. And we started to raise the Hertz, H-Z, is that how you say the Hertz? Because what happens,
right,
the tones also carry.
Yeah.
That's how they actually bombard, you know, and use. They use lasers that carry Hertz, that carry a high level of it. So what they, you know, at that point, what they had to do
was. Yeah, Hertz
high,
is one dynamic that HARP uses, and also wattage.
Uh-huh.
They use lots and lots and lots of wattage, unbelievable amounts of wattage. If you have a high wattage microwave oven, you can pop popcorn much more quickly than you can a lower wattage microwave.
Mm-hmm.
So they're using lots of, and watts is the intensity of a wave that of a microwave. It's the intensity of it. Yeah, and or of a radio wave, not necessarily a microwave, but lots and lots and lots of watts give it lots and lots and lots of power, lots of intensity, lots of push.
Intensity.
And,
yes.
Yeah, they're using lots of wattage. Yeah, that's.
Well, thank
that's
you for your explanation. That's perfect.
Well, I went to radio.
Yeah, because. Oh, that's good. Yeah, because I often have a hard time, you know, explaining. You know, I could see it energetically. I could see, you know, the energy, but I don't know what it is or how I was doing it. But anyway, that's what happened. The beings of light started to diffuse these with their energetic frequencies. So then within 5 minutes, these things had disappeared. And Bill says, wow, they're gone. And I said, yes, this is what I did. I actually posted all this on Facebook. And so he says, that was strange. And I said, well, that's what the domes of light do. They're very powerful. You know, plus we anchor the beings of light and they're here to assist us. We just have to call them and they'll come and they'll assist us. And basically he said that what happens is usually when they are doing manipulation this way, they send the frequencies for days at a time. You'll see these rings for a couple of days. And then all of a sudden right. you have tornadoes and then you have like all this energy. Mm-hmm. So that's why I wanted to show you the pictures. And I wanted to show you that there is proof that we can actually stop this. And what basically I will be at some point, I guess today, I will be showing you how to work with the domes. There are personal domes and there are domes that basically will assist structures and so forth. And they're very interesting. And they're upgrading. Well, that's what's happening. I've noticed that they are changing. And it's interesting for me to even see it. I just love the experience because I'm able to say, you know, yes, I'm working with the domes, and I have watched them evolve from, you know, them just being in domes with lights. That's all I could see, and now I'm able to see. So I can actually tell you, and Azura actually gave the description of what they are, and I can tell you exactly what they do. So with a domes
of
light...
Can you actually instruct people how to use these domes of light?
Can you
show us how to do that, all of us, and thus rendering HAARP maybe a little less effective? Is that the idea?
Yeah, that's the idea, and that's what we're planning on doing. That's one of the reasons why I wanted to come on today, because this is just, and this is basically a new upgrade of healing, of tools, healing tools that we're able to use, that we have, I always call it a tool belt. We have a tool belt, and we're giving all these tools that we can basically use. Old tools that we've used for, you know, eons no longer work because everything's upgraded now. Everything's evolved. So what I'll do is I will show you after this, but I'll tell you what they're about. So the domes of light, they consist of naturally occurring charged lines, and they go from north to south and east to west. So these are positively charged with violet flame frequency, and they're embedded with golden elixir. So when you plant a dome, you will start to see that all of a sudden, if you're doing it in your home, for example, all of a sudden you start to see like this golden hue that just kind of swirls around until it acclimates. So now between these geometric lines is a neutral zone. It's an unperturbed microclimate, which basically assists in not changing, you know, in other words, it doesn't interfere with the climate change. It doesn't say, oh, well, I'm hot, let's change the weather, you know, I mean, you know, in here. It doesn't, it just kind of continues to be what it's supposed to be. If it's summer, of course, it's going to just be summer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So this network penetrates everywhere, over open ground and through dwellings, okay. And these domes hold dynamic environments that are sensitive to the rhythms of the hours and the seasons. And their energies come in part from the central sun. So what they do is they send waves of activating force. And then what happens, then we receive them through our sun. So they hold a golden elixir, which basically the golden elixir is alchemy. And what the domes represent is consciousness. And they are self-sustaining. And like I said, they upgrade and download intelligent information directly from the cosmos and all of creation. So they are they adjust to megahertz of any given frequency. These frequency upgrades gradually. Like I said, they don't interfere with free will. You know, for example, if there's a region, we know that there's some regions that have actually come in with certain karmic patterns, or they have come in with a mission to perhaps go through great extent of, you know, chaos and such things like that, so that others can awaken through their process of, you know, of their experience. So anyway, the domes of light are created and planted at various locations, and they're grid points through intuition of those holding the highest vibration. In other words, those that are basically ready to say, I am able to plant these, I'm able to do this, I'm able to, you don't even have to see the energy, because sometimes you're not able, everyone's different, you know. So what happens, we'll eventually serve this will also eventually serve as a vehicle through where portals will open to facilitate ascension. And this is in addition to the group Merkaba vehicles. So these domes of light are separate from the major grid points. Instead, you know, it's not, they don't follow the regular grid points. They follow the golden mean grid points. And, I would have to explain everything. But mostly everyone knows what a golden mean is, the grid points are. So as we all become proficient in utilizing these domes, we start to see holographic maps where the domes are to be planted, in addition to, of course, the guidance that comes directly in soul. And this is, of course, also through higher intelligent guidance. So eventually these domes are to be planted throughout the world as, of course, we progress through this. And it is those for those that are wishing to remove themselves from the influence of the Dark Alliance. So to plan an individual dome is very efficient for each individual to do, and for them to have one in their dwelling place. What happens is you become invisible to anything that's density. And basically, you're no longer, you've raised your vibration just by planting these domes. So okay. Anyway, I can tell you exactly what to do, okay? What you do is you simply visualize, where you are. You simply call forth a dome of light to surround your home, your building, or wherever you are. Yes. And you ask the dome to be a permanent dome that clears up negativity and influences peace, love, health, and so on. And you can actually add whatever you want for this dome to be, because you obviously have free will, and you can do this. And all is for the higher good of humanity. So you see and you imagine these charged lines reach the core of the earth where the violet and the gold and the diamond light dwell. It's in the middle of the. It's like kind of like the core of the where these are. I've seen it. It's very interesting, very beautiful, and it resides in the core of the earth. So that's where the charge lines go directly, planted down into that. So once the negative force is recycled, you see and you imagine, and you know that the charge lines go back up to the dome to replenish the energy once more. So they're self-sustaining, and they're very replenishing. They replenish very quickly. So the domes of light are very efficient, and they do acclimate to the earth as it accelerates into its shift. So whatever is going to be going on as far as the shift, know that once these domes are planted, then basically we will be able to they will be fine. They're permanent, and they will do what they're supposed to do. And you do the same with the personal dome. You imagine it, you see it, and that it surrounds your auric field permanently. This will not interfere with any other vehicle, like your Merkaba vehicle. It doesn't interfere with any of that stuff. So it starts to clear up all that needs clearing. Like instantly, it'll clear your chakras. It'll balance your chakras. Establishes your boundaries. It starts to assist you in owning your spinal pathway. So what happens is the dome carries such intelligent light that it knows exactly what your body needs. So it's going to assist you in preparing your body for ascension. So then it actually upgrades you to the highest frequency available at that time. And it's just very simple. It's very simple to do. That's all one must do. And then you go on with your life after that. And you know what happens is if there is a time when, of course, there is too much density, okay? That's another thing I've noticed at the domes. If there's just a great deal of density, then you have to call forth a higher frequency to be acclimated to the dome. And usually you don't have to do that, but there are times when that has to be done, and I've noticed that. But it's just a beautiful experience to be able to do this and to be able to teach everyone how to use these domes to assist. I mean, once you do this, I mean, I've had mine for, I'd say, maybe since January, and, things have just totally shifted in my perceptions, and my upgrades have come even quicker. I don't have the experience of the symptoms of the ascension like I used to. You know, I still will receive some of that, you know, some of it, but it's not intense because obviously it's not intended to remove you completely from it. You know,
let me interject really quickly, Mara. Let's go back to last Thursday night when you and I were up chatting, and there was a line of weather approaching my way where I am here in upstate New York. And you did the domes of light thing, and I would like you to share with everyone what exactly you did, and then I will share from my end what happened weather wise. But you go first. Let everybody know what you were doing.
Yeah, it's interesting because we haven't chatted for quite a while. It's been quite maybe a month. I don't know. We don't do it as often. Yeah, we go like that. Uh-huh. But it just so happened that we were in the same frequency. We were obviously able to come together at that very exact moment when this was occurring. And of course, you know, I'm a watcher right now. This is what I do. I'm watching in telecast, and I don't sit there constantly doing it, but when I'm guided to do it, and I look in your region and I see this huge, gigantic storm. And now this was a storm that had just gone through a few days before. It had gone through that region, you know, like Kansas and
the Midwest,
that
Missouri, and
Joplin, yeah, and all that. It had just, you know what? I had been watching that storm, and it was very slow moving storm. It had actually stayed in the same region for three and a half days. And I kept looking at it, and I kept showing Rick. I kept saying, look, this thing's not moving. This is horrible. And I could not do anything about it. I tried. You know, I called the beings of light, and I asked what's going on. And what they're saying is free will, and what they're saying is that, you know, this is karmic. They didn't go into more details, and I didn't ask. So anyway, what happened is I noticed that night that yours, you know, they were there. They were in your region.
And I was tracking it on a telecast as well. We were both tracking it together.
Right. Yeah, but this thing was carrying tornadic energy. So that means that, that you know, it had the ability to build tornadoes because it was the energies were perfect for that, you know, for that tornadoes to really just suddenly,
conditions,
you know,
were perfect. Mm-hmm.
Conditions were perfect. So what I did is I started to run the energy, and I anchored the beings of light, and I said, you know, is this a place that needs the domes? And obviously they said, yes, you know, you can assist. This is a perfect place. So I did. I started to call the domes, and I started to really just put the domes over that whole area that was where the storm was being carried. And basically I started to see that, and then what happened was the storm was going really slow. So what we asked was that this storm would speed up through you, that would just go quickly. And as soon as we'd said that, an telecast started to show it moving faster. And during that time, then I lost you, and I didn't know what had gone on. But I said, you know what? It's been, we planted the domes, you know, and we've sent the energy. We're holding up the energy in that region, and he will be fine. You know, I understood that you all would be fine. But then, you know, I didn't talk to you until the next day.
Yeah, what happened at my end was when you lost me, I had lost internet. And right at the time when I lost internet, I was looking at IntelliCast. And there was a cell on either side of the town where I am. There was a big cell that had parked, and we were like right in between these two cells. And then I lost you. I lost internet. I heard the siren. They have a tornado siren here in the little town, and it goes off whenever there's a tornado. And it started going off. And so my friend John, Shaman John, and I. We went outside and we heard this. It sounded like a freight train coming, and we live in a very rural, wooded place. A lot of heavy forest here, and on this farm, and we heard the wind approaching. Of course, it was dark and we couldn't see anything, and it hadn't been rain. Maybe some light rain and thunder. Lots of thunder and lightning. And then we heard this microburst of wind. We don't know if it really was a tornado or what it was, but there was this burst of wind that was just incredibly strong and powerful. And then it was over in less than 30 seconds. Well, in that burst of wind, it uprooted two trees and snapped off three trees. So we actually blew down five trees here on the property, and they were huge trees. And thankfully, the trees missed all the buildings, missed all the sheds and the garages and the house and everything. And they came down harmlessly. Of course, they were a lot of work the next morning cutting all up and clearing it out of the way, which we did. We worked all day clearing it up the next day. And the internet was out for almost a day. It was almost out for almost 24 hours. But that was it. And I want to point to speak to the residual effect of these domes of light. How they last. You said they're permanent or they can be or whatever. Since that, after all that happened, here on the property has been nothing short of magical. We get some rain and we're right in the middle of planting, so the rain is always welcome in growing everything, and the days are sunny, the days are warm, and the nights are magical. Last night I was up till 3 a.m. just listening to the symphony of the bullfrogs and the bugs and watching the fireflies at night, because you had plenty to look at. But the place has been transformed into something magical. So these things do work, and pay attention. Using this creative visualization, I want to urge everyone, these things do work, and It is a very effective way to render HAARP ineffectual if we do it as a collective.
As a collective, and that's part of what we're doing now. We're basically calling everyone that is holding the higher frequency. I mean, we are the most vibrant, authentic, beautiful, joyful, loving spirits. You know, we're in our beingness. We are here to heal ourselves, and through healing ourselves, we heal Mother Earth. So we hold the space, you know, we hold the space for everyone, but at the same time, everyone else must hold the space for one, because we are created from the same stuff as Mother Earth. You know, I love to say that, you know, the beings actually told me this one, but that we're star seeds planted in the womb of Mother Earth. And we are now in preparation of birth, you know, coming into a rebirth. And amazingly enough, you know, we're experiencing what she's experiencing. It's just the same as a child in a mother's womb. You know, the baby also pushes and also, you know, is a proactive in doing, you know, giving birth. So that's where we're going. That's where we're at. And it's basically... you know, that you were created at the same time to experience the sadness as well, but we don't have to hold on to that. So if we experience sadness, we allow our tears to go into Mother Earth's ground. If we allow our beautiful laughter to go in her sky, if we're concerned that we will be hurt, then we basically allow her to embrace us and to hold us close. Because she is a living being, you know, just like we are. And that's the beauty of the beauty of what we're experiencing. It's not all bad, and it's all beautiful. It really is, and it's experience. It's the most beautiful experience that I have ever had in any lifetime. So this is our perfect timeline to experience right now, and to grow and to evolve and to upgrade into everything that you are. Which is perfect.
Yeah, and this idea of upgrading is an idea whose time has come. And everyone at this show is aware of that. I think we're pretty much talking to the choir.
Yeah.
That's why we're doing this upgraded or this, you know, this enhanced healing tonight, Healing Fountain. This is the Healing Fountain show. But, it's more about the advanced stuff, you know.
And it's not so hard. It really not. As you can see how easy it is to plant these domes. It's just as easy as planting a flower on earth. You know, it's that simple. You know, it's not something that you can't say I can't do this. And of course, you see that everything that's happening on this earth realm, you see that this is not a joke. I mean, this is not even an exercise. It's really happening now. You know, we're right in it, and the Dark Alliance is not going to let up, because that's what they do. They like control. You know, they have a lot of ways to really manipulate still. You know, they but that doesn't mean that we have to allow it. We will not turn a blind eye. We will continue to know that they are doing this, and obviously send love to them, and hopefully they will awaken as well, because they have a potential to awaken. Everyone does. And that's what Azura was talking about. She said, you know, that we must love them. You know, even though they are doing bad things according to what we see, you know, we still love them, and we still encourage them to come to the light and to experience the beautiful love that we have inside, you know, that the experience, the love that you're able to have when you upgrade, you know, how you're able to just get into just loving everything around you, not even judging any of it, you know, just, you know, knowing that we all have different roles in our lives. We all experience different things. And, you know, if someone is supposedly, we look at them and we're saying, God, what is that person doing? Why are they not changing? Why are they not? Because maybe it's not time for them to yet. You know, maybe they haven't been triggered by a code yet that has awakened them. So what we do is we don't just basically turn our backs to them, but we with love release them to their experience. And that's the most beautiful thing that we can actually do.
Oh yeah. And it's also very, very incredibly wonderful to watch people snapping awake all around us. It's something that, you know, we've been doing this for a couple of years, and it's really, really cool seeing people just suddenly waking up, and it's happening all around. And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing to see.
It sure is. I don't know if we have time, if you guys had anything else that you needed to do, because I have one more meditation that actually we should do this before the day before we even start to plant the domes, because what happens, this will assist you in activating the knowing that you're capable, more than capable of doing this. And, I call it, many
well,
people have actually
done this.
We've got
10 minutes left.
Uh-huh.
So if you'd like to do it, go ahead.
Okay. I wonder what kind of music. She said that you had a zaw.
I've got something. Yeah, let me go ahead and find it.
That you play in the background, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bear with me here just a moment. I'll go ahead and cue that for you. Anyway, go ahead and get started, and I'll cue it.
Okay, give me a second. I didn't memorize it yet because it's kind of long. It's not long, but it's too long for me to remember it. So I'm looking for it now.
Okay.
So basically what happens is when we're assisting one another, we use the cosmos. Because we're part of the cosmic energy, especially the Milky Way galaxy. And as we head into a timeline where there will be a huge shift, obviously, because this is what we're supposed to do. It's part of it. So as you close your eyes, you relax. You take a deep breath, a beautiful sacred breath, and you allow the energy to just flow through you. See the waves coming in, the waves here to assist us, because these waves signify a quantum leap as they come in right in the stillness that exists each moment in the breath between each human heartbeat. Consciousness does not exist in mind, it exists in heart center. The waves only exist in the moment between waves into a moment of eternity. Each moment is precious. The rising of frequency creates higher consciousness, and it happens when you lose your thoughts. See yourself as whole and complete. Then you understand there is no need for thought. Have you ever taken the opportunity to see a human with your open heart? To truly love the moment shared in this exchange? In this moment of pure love, the experience of no thought exists. Notice a shift in each moment of pure love exchange. And as you take another deep breath, you open to the unified field of light. And through your breath, connect to Source. Stand under the cosmos, looking deep into your velvety sky. See the stars as part of your essence. Begin with a simple breath and notice where your breath holds or expands. Breathe deeply and release it. As you take a deep inhale, absorb the charged atoms of light into every cell. Receive the highest frequency available to you at that very moment. Place the intent and know with your heart that you are here to assist and to bring forth the divine plan. In this moment, you choose the timeline of sovereignty. And you merge and you receive into your body the streaming crystalline cascades, the scalar waves of radiant light that are received from the central sun. Another deep breath and release it. And then you see the radiant light manifested into golden healing elixir. Now the golden elixir enters via your crown chakra. And as the golden elixir swirls through your physical form, place the intent, I am poised and ready, now becoming a race of ascended light beings and human instrument. As you open your eyes and you look up to the velvety sky, take another deep breath and then release it. See the stars and see your geometry. Your cells are locked in the cosmos as you are created from the same essence. As you take in the experience, open your hands upward into the velvety sky. Dive in and be one with it. Feel the energies in your hands. Call on regeneration of body. As you merge with this energy, your hands are seen as transparent. The glow that flows out of you is the electrons dying now. Tissues, cells are renewed now. And they're singing about codes, geometry, tones and sounds and vibration. As the beings of light surround you, the chanting becomes one. The chanting assists you in upgrading your frequencies. You experience a moment of merging of all your essences. And as you experience the merging of all your essences, this is just a glimpse of full incorporation of body, mind, and soul. Feel the beautiful energies swirling through you and feel how amazing it is to remember your true essence, your soul incorporated with your body is part of the divine plan. Suddenly, you are no longer aware of your body. Your sovereignty is expanded. The lifting of the veil, the end of the concept of separation is now here for you. From this moment forward, pain is gone. Death, aging gone. All that has held you captive, gone. In a spontaneous flow, the upgrade into your higher frequency is now realized. The divine plan is now manifested on earth. This is a time of true liberation for humanity. Rejoice, beloveds. We love, we honor, and respect you, your journey. Remember, we are connected as one. And as you take the last breath, just allow your body to acclimate back to the sense of your body. And you can do this meditation under the cosmos until you actually remember every detail of it. And you start to feel that you're not the same person anymore. You've completely have upgraded now. And blessings to you.
Om Vishwarupaye Namah. Om Yoginaye Namah. Om Yoginaye Namah. Om Icha Shakti, Jnana Shakti, Kriya Shakti, Svarupinaye Namah. Om Icha Shakti, Jnana Shakti, Kriya Shakti, Svarupinaye Namah. Om Icha Shakti, Jnana Shakti, Kriya Shakti, Svarupinaye Namah. Om Shanti,
And that was Charlotte Marie. We played two songs, Interlude, and I forgot the title of the other one. We do have a caller. So, Mara, are you ready to receive the caller?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Caller, you're on the air. Can you give us your name and where you're from?
Yes, my name is Hugh. I'm calling from Virginia, and I just came upon your show. I am spiritually driven to things many times, and on this Memorial Day, I am standing in my truth, and I have had a lot of bizarre experiences in my life that I've learned from, and I'm in a position to empower businesses, individuals, and communities to make them become more spiritual and hopefully peaceful as we transition into a new age. There's a little poem I created many years ago as a motivator in my own life. It's only 3 lines long. It's titled Caring, Sharing. It reads, if you dare to care, then share. If you share, pay heed. God will reward every good deed. I'm a visionary, and I'm trying to create a whole new form of global incentive economy based upon that concept. And it can be done very easily. I have, as I say, experienced a lot of things and have an interesting background. And I have a self-taught expertise of what I term creative utilization of information. And also I'm a creative, intelligent force. It's a very powerful combination.
Sounds interesting.
Yes, I was trying to find I don't have email. I was trying to find a way to see if we might connect. But there is a blog that has this poem on there that has my phone number. If the host could give it to you, I would like to speak with you because I'm bringing together powerful people to make things happen quickly as the masses awaken to help guide them in the right way for their future. The blog you can view if you just Google the word creativity, the number 777.com, that will bring it up. And there's a letter on there from President Obama to me related to the economy. That little poem I read is also in the President Ronald Reagan Library. It's discussed as a weapon against terrorism in the interview that can be downloaded from the blog, and currently I'm using it to help the people of Haiti who can't help themselves.
Oh, wonderful. So it's creativity777.com?
Exactly, yes. Huh? Yeah, the email would go to the gentleman who interviewed me. He put the blog on the internet, but my phone number is on there. If you have time to call me sometime, I'll fill you in on more details of just who I am and what I'm looking to do and some other contacts. It should be of great interest to you.
Wonderful. And I just put in my Blog Talk Radio. That's where I do my shows. Been doing them for 2.5 years, almost 3 years now. So basically it's a way to get a hold of me as well. And I'm on Facebook as well. My website completed until probably June now, because there's just so much stuff in there. I've been working on so much since 2004. I mean, I used to stay up and wait even then, you know, all night and just not really sleep very much. I was on a mission, you know, and now I find myself that I have not only one book, but I have 2 books, you know, but at the same time, I have all this information to put into the website. And people are, you know, it takes time to put this stuff together. So that website will be completed in July now. It was supposed to be May, but, you know, it takes time. And I know once it's done, it's going to be worth, you know, the wait.
Hey, yes, Paula, and there are other things that if you're too busy, if you have friends, I can find ways to bring toll-free income and more attention to you.
Are you doing a show on Blog Talk Radio as well?
No, I go on different shows. People keep requesting me to come on, but I prefer to be in the background empowering. I can do more by empowering hundreds and thousands of people. When I do get my resources, I'll probably burn out about 8 or 9 secretaries a day with all the information I'm looking to get out. But there is a show that I was on back in March called Sasquatch and Spirituality, where I stood my truth and spoke with a Cree elder Indian for 2 hours discussing different things, including a front page Wall Street Journal article back in the early 80s where I exposed the former federal government bureaucrat for fraud.
Wow.
Yeah, I have so much in me that when people start pulling stuff up off the internet, all they can keep saying is that word, wow. So, I'm just making a connection with Laura Magdalene Eisenhower. So that's the kind of level I'm trying to achieve to empower even more and really get, as the awakening happens, to really get people thinking more spiritually, because that's where it's all at. And love is the answer to everything. I had an Earth Angel wife. I was told we were a starseed couple, and she was an Earth Angel to me for 35 and a half years, and she taught me the most important lesson life has to offer, and that's unconditional love.
Oh. And sure, definitely, you know, that's where that's the basis of everything. If once you have raised your vibration, you know that you have actually completed your karmic path, you know, all the stuff that the density, when you know you can truly look at someone and love them, even if you have just met them for a minute, you know, you have an instant recognition that you are one with this individual, and you have no judgment at all. You know, you just totally love, and it's not very difficult to get there, and it's just such a beautiful, peaceful state to be in.
It is. I have a bliss in my heart, and even to get to the state where I am now, it's funny because somehow I was spirit-driven to be where I am. It's a little town north of Richmond, Virginia, called Ashland, and Ashland builds itself the center of the universe. I'm self-proclaimed Hugh, the heartbeat of America, so obviously there's a big message looking to come out of me, but I had to face some pretty harrowing experiences head-on, and I put myself in the Creator's hands entirely and came through it beautifully.
Good for you.
Well, that's part of my message. That's what I want to get people to realize, that you have to go within your heart and drop, you know, stop the fear and just realize that we're all spiritual beings. We're here playing a physical game. We're going to go back into spirit eventually. You can't take the toys with us, so let's drop the
get out of the fear. Get out of the fear and surrender your heart is so important.
Exactly right, yes.
The surrendered heart is the toroid through which we pass to ascension.
Uh-huh.
That's through that toroidal field of the surrendered heart. That's how it's going to happen. That's how we're going to do it.
Right, absolutely. Exactly right.
Well, it's difficult, though, at this. Even now, I should say that it is, I shouldn't even use the word difficult. It is just a challenge, you know, because people are still not understanding. They still want to be in their comfort zones and don't really feel that they should upgrade or, you know, get you doing more work, you know, more stuff to others. But, you know, I keep telling everyone, you know, we live in a mansion, and this mansion has a playground. You know, and it's time for everyone to come in out of the mud, you know, stop throwing mud around and, you know, hurting one another. It's time to come in and, you know, now and clean up and get going, you know, to this, so that we can actually realize the divine plan. You know, that's what it's going to take. It's going to take for everyone to collectively come on board and assist each other. And why are we doing this? Because we have that ability to do this now. It has taken eons for us to get to where we are now. We don't have to manifest, you know, the destruction prophecies, you know, that they've put out there. You know, we don't have to experience, like that movie, I don't know if you've seen it, 2012. You know, we don't have to experience that. Mother Earth doesn't have to, you know, be destroyed, because obviously she's not going to be destroyed. She will be, she'll replenish, but will, you know, humanity has the ability to
do
something.
She's not
going to
be destroyed. If anybody's going to be destroyed, it's going to be us. The planet
I love the predictions that are made, like that religious leader that said the world's going to end or whatever. The world will end for each one of us when we go back into spirit. So it may be today, it may be 3 weeks, it may be 50 years, depending
endings
on who it is.
Endings are always beginnings, and whenever you know something ends, something else begins. So if it's the end of everything at 2012, then that only means that it's going to be the beginning of everything else.
Exactly.
So,
there's an old
Dale
Carnegie saying, every day is a new life to a wise man.
Yeah.
Right.
Or a wise guy. I don't know.
I wanted to also mention, because of Mara is hitting it right on the head, I have a friend who's got he's a wonderful humanitarian. He's also a writing candidate for president, and it might be worthwhile for people to just look at his website. It's Light Party, LightParty.com, Dr. David, and quite an interesting, wonderful human being. He's also
David,
the founder.
David, how do you spell his last name?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, that's going to be another thing, is getting away from the illusion of political affiliation.
Yes.
which is nothing but a hoax. Political affiliation has always been nothing more than a hoax designed to keep us divided.
Well,
when we're really all one.
That's exactly right, and that's part of what I'm standing in my truth. And again, I have connectivity to so many things, and that will come out eventually once I get people to start seeing the documents I have. Mainstream media won't touch me with a 10-foot pole because I am about the truth, but it will come out, thank God. The internet is the best vehicle. Hopefully we can hold it open. They're trying to shut it down Canada now, but I think people won't let it happen in this country.
Well, they've already tried in places like Egypt and places like that thanks to the internet and thanks to things like Facebook and other venues, they came together and people finally united and found a voice and were able to use this voice, use their own voices that they hadn't been able to use for generations. And I'm referring to that revolution in Cairo.
Yeah.
So that's a beautiful thing, and we're noticing these beautiful things all around us. And the people all around us are waking up, snapping awake. It's a wonderful thing to witness. It really is. And very encouraging.
Well, a lot of them have a rage, though, too, and that's what has to be suppressed.
Well, it's, yeah.
I mean, it's so upsetting when you, and religions, the wrappings are going to start coming off a lot of religions, too, so.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, any religion that preaches hate is not a religion, and most of them are control factors. And if they don't allow you to continually investigate your own beliefs from your heart, then I would get away from them, too.
Right, yeah, if they don't allow you to question it, you know, question it. Question everything, even anything we're saying, question it. That's the idea.
Yeah, I have a Christ consciousness. I accept Jesus, but even he gave Doubting Thomas the opportunity to see that he was real. So,
right, right.
Well, I'll tell you that. I'm sorry. Go ahead. He said
all of
Jesus.
Them said that. All of them said, question it. You know, if it doesn't resonate with you, question it. Even anything that's said in this program or anywhere else, question it. You know. Gosh, don't take anything I say at face value. Go out and test it. See if it's true. If it is true, you've become the scientist to your own life, which is the whole reason why we're here. So
there you go.
that is to have fun. So we've got about 9 minutes left in the show. And we're,
9 minutes
we'd like to go out. Yeah, and we're going to go out with a piece of music. Mara, do you have any parting words that you would like to say? And thank you again, darling, for being on the show with us. And thank you, Jovanda, for working things in the background.
Well, basically,
well, it was a pleasure, Gary and Mara.
It was a pleasure. It turned out to be wonderful, right? Right? We started a little rough there, but you know how it is with the Blog Talk Radio.
That's the way it usually works. And a quick reminder for everyone, next week, Jen Christie will be back. And for our guest next week will be Magenta Pixie. So look forward to seeing you then. So anyway, back to you, Mara.
Thank you for calling in. That was amazing. And we'll be in touch with you. Oh, I guess he hung up.
Well, I already muted the caller, but he will get your message. Okay.
Well, basically, I want to just tell you that, love self and experience yourself through a harmonizing of divine mind. Because then you know that you've stepped out of the holographic image of the past, which, you know, contains the false grid work. You know, your mind is a vessel, and this vessel is prepared, your divine mind is a vessel, and is prepared to receive intelligent information from intelligent light. So basically, we're just ready and open. Use those domes, tell everyone about them, because this is where they're needed. They're needed very badly right now, especially with all the stuff that's going on with the weather and, you know, people, the earthquakes, and just we need to just put a stop to HAARP. I mean, we have now, people have actually started to send in letters to Congress, which, I mean, what is that going to do? But still, you know, that still shows that people are aware that we're being manipulated through HAARP, and it's time for us to put a stop to it. You know, this is not, it's not okay for 400 people, over 400 people to die in a tornado. You know, yes, basically some of these people obviously maybe, you know, wanted to go home and it was time for them to go. But basically, you know, there's no need for that. There's no need for that at all. And thank you for having me on the show. It was a pleasure and delighted to be here.
Thank you, Mara. Thank you again. And, make sure everyone, all of you, thank you for listening, and thank you for listening in the archives, and looking forward to next week with Magenta Pixie. So, we're going to say, Doksha Akewa Chia Kinkdelo. Again, I will see you. I love you all.
And my love is my gift to you all.
Purushottama Paramatma Sri Bhagavati Samhita Sri Bhagavati Namah Sri Bhagavati Shri Bhagavati Namah. candlelit doves walking the earth and sky as amrit pours from the golden stream, eternal, eternal, eternal.
Okay.